It's your Daily Dose of Donna. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, April 19th, the day before my sister's birthday. Do you guys know I have three sisters? Have I ever talked to you guys about that? I'm one of four. We're basically the Kardashians, except we're the opposite of the Kardashians. You know, the Kardashians are going to come up today in today's show. I know I don't talk about them often, but there's an interesting little crossover story today that we're going to talk about. We also are going to be talking about Summer House going to the outer space regions. We're going to be talking about Kyle Richards and her relationship. Yes, I know. We're still talking about it. We're going to be talking about Taylor Swift and more, all on today's Daily Dose of Donna. Thanks so much for being here, everyone. We are going to have a fun show today. In case you're wondering what my energy is, I'm just going to give you a heads up. I slept like absolute garbage last night. Why, you ask? Well, I have an older dog. I have like a senior dog. She's right here. Her name's Frankie. She's on the couch in front of me. Some of you met her. She was born in 2010. So she's 14 years old. She's a little half Chihuahua, half Papillon. I love the crap out of her. I want to like squeeze and love on her. If you know the feeling, like, you know, when you love your animal so much that you almost want to eat them, but like not in a real way, like you don't actually want to eat your dog, but you want to like, that's how I feel about her. And I really, truly feel like she is, like I just want her in my space. So she sleeps in bed with Lance and I. She really gets in the middle of us in so many ways. But last night she was sleeping on my pillow and she sleeps like me. It's not that she's just like sprawled. She puts her head on the pillow and she gets her body under the covers. And she basically puts on a face mask. She has a night guard, earplugs. I mean, she really is me. Just kidding. She doesn't. But wouldn't that be funny? All of a sudden, my dog just like pulled out her face mask and she had a whole line of sleep accessories. Have I told you guys about my sleep accessories? I have a very, very like specific sleep routine on every single night. I cannot sleep. Anne Marie's back. Have fun. I cannot sleep unless I have the following. Are we ready? The temperature needs to be very cold. If it's not at like 69 or below, yes, I said 69. Heyo, if it's not at 69 or below, no sleep. I need a fan on, not just for the sound. The sound is essential, but also I need blowing air at my body the entire time I'm sleeping, okay? I need to be cold under a warmer sheet or warmer blanket, okay? Then on top of that, I need absolute darkness at night. I need silence other than some sort of white noise, pink noise, right? I need to sleep with earplugs. I need to sleep with an eye mask and my night guard. So I'm not the kind of person that just like passes out. You know, those people that just like, I'm going to go to bed. I don't understand that. I'm like, why, how in the world can I go to bed without having like, you know, 46 things in place? It's really important for me. That being said, I always think about this when I watch Summer House because, you know, we have cameras in all their rooms, like a voyeur. Maybe that's why Summer House is so good. We're like voyeurs. It's big. It's giving Big Brother, Summer House. Like we get to watch them in their rooms, right? That's kind of creepy. And the smart ones cover the camera when they're having some sexy time. The rest of them, they just forget about it. But in this, in the Summer House, I always notice maybe they're just also drunk, but they just pass the F out. They just pass out. And then in the morning, they just sleep. I'm like, oh my God, how? Like face needs to be, I mean, there's a lot going on. We are going to, also, by the way, I released my Patreon episode last night. It's a video version over on Patreon. But if you're on Apple Podcasts, you can also get it through the subscriber option there, but that's not video. And if you want to go on over and listen, I talk about a bunch of things and I also have a job opportunity for the right person. Go and check it out. If you're interested, I'm obviously going to give my Patreon peeps, you know, a leg up if you're interested. But if you like YouTube, if you like deep dives, if you like researching pop culture, this may be for you. Anyway, I am very happy it's Friday. I'm looking forward to a nice weekend. I have to prepare Passover dinner for Monday. My mom is actually in Israel. Now, for those of you that know what's going on in the Middle East, it is a very, very, very high stress zone for various reasons. And then even more so now because of additional things happening. I'm not getting into it here. This is a pop culture podcast, but I have been very, very nervous about my mom being in Israel. She's there because my grandmother passed away back in October. And so she has to like take care of, she had to take care of, you know, some, you know, things that you do when someone passes in their apartment, et cetera. And she needed to come home ASAP, obviously, with rising tensions. And last night was very stressful for me because she is there knowing that this is all going on. I got very nervous. I think that's probably why I didn't sleep well, in addition to the fact that my dog slept on my pillow. I think I was just nervous about it, but she's jumping on a plane and she has to reroute through different countries. She's coming back to LA and then we're going to do Passover on Monday. So Chag Sameach to all my Jews. Okay. And Shabbat Shalom. Let's get into it, you guys. Did you see the story that Kyle Richards is allegedly, according to Daily Mail, Kyle Richards will not be returning to Beverly Hills unless I bet I scared you guys there for just like a quick second when I said she won't be returning. No, she'll be returning. We all know she'll be returning, but Kyle Richards will not be returning to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills unless she agrees to reveal her real relationship with Morgan Wade. Yes, you heard me right. Kyle Richards has to agree to reveal all with her life and her relationship to return to Beverly Hills. This is according to Daily Mail, which I tend to trust. I don't know if I should or not, but let me read you guys the article. It says Kyle Richards is being squeezed by Bravo. Daily Mail has learned that the brunette beauty, did they have to throw that in? Is being pushed to agree to discuss her relationship with 29-year-old singer Morgan Wade for the sake of her series Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And Bravo is insisting she must come clean about the secret romance if she wants to appear on season 14 of the reality TV show. Guys, the producers feel that Kyle has said all she can say about her split from Mauricio and her splits. Right? Kyle doesn't only do the leg split. She also talks about her split with Mauricio. And now it is the time to tell the truth about her dating Morgan. Kyle has beat around the bush a ton of Morgan and it's getting old. It's time for her to finally admit that it's more than a friendship. The 55-year-old sister of Kathy Hilton has insisted that she and Morgan are just friends. While the source did not explain if they were an item and broke up or are still seeing each other, they were clear it was more than a friendship. It was more than just friends. It was more than a girl crush. I don't think Kyle puts a label on it, but it is something spicy. I will tell you that for sure. Kyle has kissed Morgan in her music video. They've also been very touchy-feely in public. We've seen pictures of them spending so much time together. Morgan treats Kyle like she's the most beautiful person in the whole entire world, and that is intoxicating, said the source. Kyle really does feel like she is pretty enough, she is funny enough, and that she is smart enough when she is with Morgan. I mean, honestly, it sounds like a great relationship. I understand the age difference is very large. I understand that if this was a man, a 55-year-old man and a 29-year-old woman, we would maybe be judging in a very different way. It is weird, you guys. You can't deny it's weird that she's dating a 29-year-old. However, if Morgan makes her feel like the most gorgeous, most amazing person in the world, and Kyle makes Morgan feel happy and like, you know, they balance each other out and they're kind of each other's happy place, like just come out, just like not come out. Only I'm not saying that because of like the two girl thing. I'm just saying like, just reveal yourselves. Now, a lot of people are not a lot of people actually. I think we've kind of like weeded those people out. The people that don't believe that they're actually together. The rumor didn't go away and hasn't gone away for a year. Okay. This rumor has been going on for almost a year. And the truth is, if it was just a rumor, like we've all seen rumors of people hooking up many, many times over the years. If it was just a rumor, it would be gone. It's a year. It's happening. I've told you this now for a year. I know personally that it's happening. A lot of you guys think I'm lying, but I've always known. And it's the only reason I think that she should have been like holding back is because of her relationship with her husband and her kids, and feeling like, I don't want it to look like I'm fully having an affair when I'm with my husband. But now they're separated. She has said it in plain sight many, many times. We can do whatever we want. We're technically single. The world knows she's single. We've seen it on Buying Beverly Hills. We've seen it. It's like enough, right? And if this was about Erica Jane, or if this was about Sutton, like if Sutton was out there hooking up with a 29-year-old girl, you best believe Kyle Richards would expect it to be on the show. Let's be honest, right? I don't know. Interesting, you guys. I want to know what you're saying about Morgan. Like, you think Morgan is cashing out on this, or you think Kyle is using Morgan? Lindsay, sending you love, sending everyone love that's dealing with high anxiety. I'm feeling a little highly anxious lately too. So I get you. I feel you. But okay. So I don't believe Kyle and Morgan are using each other. I believe they actually have feelings for each other. I believe they love each other. And that's that. I mean, I like Morgan Wade. Like, I've become a Morgan Wade fan. I like her music. I like her vibe. I actually think it would be really cute to see them together on the show. I don't think she's very comfortable on reality TV. We saw her do the tattoo scene, and it did feel like uncomfortable for me to see. But I don't know. I think she really loves Kyle, and I think Kyle really loves her. Sometimes, like, love happens in the oddest of places, right? You guys never thought you would fall in love with me, and look, here we are. Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay, let's change. So let me ask you guys before I move on. I want to know from you guys in the comments, give it to me right now. Do you believe Kyle Richards, if this is on the table, meaning you cannot return to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills unless you reveal your real relationship status with Morgan Wade, do you believe that she will come back? I say Kyle will not turn down TV for the life of her, especially now that she's newly single. Like, she doesn't have the kids to, you know, watch over every little thing. She's not planning every little event. She's not going to 15 different activities every day. Like, she is free. I think she would never turn down the show. A lot of people think she should leave. A lot of people think she'll come back. It's very, very 50-50. I'll put a poll on my story soon. Okay. Let's move on to the next story. Real Housewives of OC, Tamra Judge filmed a TikTok last night. I don't know if you guys watched it. I will pull it up for you. Hopefully it won't be hard for me to do this for you. And basically in this TikTok, she is talking about, or she shows the fact that it's the end of the season. She said, we're finally wrapped. And this is the video that you see. Hold on. If you're questioning who's in this video, it's definitely not Shannon, which is really interesting to me that she and Shannon are just not.
That's a wrap!
Now, there's a lot of interesting things about this clip.
Now, cameras aren't down. Woohoo! Where is everybody?
Hey! Okay. So for those of you guys that aren't watching and had to hear that shrieking, let me try to set the scene. Tamra Judge is sitting in a private room at a restaurant at a long table. She's at the edge. She films people walking in. Now, who walks in? We've got Alexis Bellino. We've got Dirty John Jansen. And we got Joe De La Rosa on like a complete random, you know, guest appearance. Joe De La Rosa, meaning Real Housewives of OC season one, Joe Slade Smiley's ex-fiance is going to be in this season finale episode, whatever it is. It's probably some big party. That's always what it is. We also know Gina Keough has made an appearance on this season. I want to say Lynn Curtin has made an appearance on this season. It's like all of these OGs are coming back. It's giving I don't know what it's giving. It's just giving desperation for ratings. I don't know. But Jesus, Jugs, and Dirty John, that's the couple. Jesus, Jugs, and Dirty John walk into a bar and the crowd goes wild. So I will be interested to see what happens and why Joe is there. I know Joe, one of you guys sent me a DM the other day saying, because Joe is engaged or maybe married. Maybe she's married to someone, but she has a new man. And he looks like a musician and they went to Coachella. Just go and check out those Instagram pictures. It's an interesting pair. It's not the end of OC's run, Jennifer. Finale vibes, meaning finale of the season. You know how they always do like a big party for the last episode when they do that little sound, that song, and then they freeze frame and it's like, Heather has now decided to, you know, move to Los Angeles penthouse and do music videos. It will be interesting. Now, the other day I was listening, not the other day, I mean, it's been months now. I was listening to Gretchen Rossi on a podcast, on Alex Baskin's podcast. I found it really interesting, actually. I like Gretchen. Is that weird? I don't think I liked her when she was on the show, but now I like her. Not enough to follow her. I just like don't mind her. She and Slade were on the show and they were talking about Joe and Slade's reality show. Joe was on season one and I believe season two. She broke up with Slade. She was like 18 years old. She was so young and now all of a sudden she was like this housewife in Orange County. Remember when she was playing tennis with the woman from Chicago that had the skin cancer? I forget what her name was, with the really big boobs. Then she and Slade did like a Date My Ex type of show where they did, you know, they tried to set people up to date each other. Really weird. And then Joe had a music career for a hot second there. Okay. Well, anyway, this is what we know. We know that Alexis Bellino is going to be in the finale. We know that Dirty John Jansen will be there. We know that Dirty John and Eddie Judge seemed really close. They gave each other a really nice little hug. Obviously, Tamara is close to the Alexis. We know Shannon is nowhere to be found. It's going to be a tough season to watch. I look forward to it wholeheartedly. Also, we haven't really talked about this, but newcomer Jen Pedranti and her boyfriend, now fiance, Ryan, with the weird, funny clothes, the jacket, they're engaged. I don't think we covered this, but allegedly they got engaged last week, 2 weeks ago. It was during the season. I'm sure we'll see it on the show, of course. And I've told you many times that I like her and I like him, actually. I don't know who they are in real life, but the times that I met them, I've met them three times and I like them each and every time. So I wonder when that will air. We'll have to see. That's really all about OC. I mean, yeah. Guys, the Real Housewives world is feeling low and slow. So the Andy Cohen rumor yesterday was obviously debunked. There was this In Touch article that was going around about Andy Cohen that he was getting fired, or he was like not fired, but he was like in the process of kind of reconfiguring his package to leave Bravo. Basically that, you know, he's slowly trying to walk away from Bravo. I didn't think it was real when I first read it. He and his people refuted it, basically came out and said, this is not actually happening. I'm not leaving the network. I did get a text, and I don't know if I should say who she is, although she did say, quote me, but I want to make sure it's cool. And she texted me last night. She's also a very big podcaster in this space. And she said, I think that Bravo does want to get rid of Andy. And I think eventually they will try to do some guest hosting on Watch What Happens Live and kind of like try people out, almost like they do on, you know, the late shows or like Jon Stewart type shows or The View or whatever, like just try different people and see what happens. She was mentioning some people that she thinks would be great. And the two people that she came up with were Wes. You know what? I'm just going to say it was Kate Casey. We're like, what's the big deal? It's Kate Casey. And she even said, quote me. So I don't want to like say it out of school, but she said, quote me. So I'm quoting you, Kate. She said, we started talking about who, and she said, I think that West Wilson from Summer House is a great replacement for Andy Cohen. And I said, oh my God, are you serious? Do you really think? And she's like, yeah. And she even said, Craig, Wes, these are two people. You know, the nice thing about it, Danny Pellegrino, Kate Chastain, like they can do a rotating crew of guest hosts. They can bring in like someone like, I'm just thinking like Kiki from Talk of Shame, because she does Radio Andy. There's like a few different people, women and men, that they can bring in and see if it works. I mean, it wouldn't be the worst idea. I think it's a little, you know, what we were talking about, it is a little weird at the end of the day, especially for the Housewives, that Andy Cohen is their boss because he executive produces the Housewives. He's not the executive producer of Vanderpump or any of those other shows, but the Housewives he is. So think about it. You have your boss and you're being interviewed by your boss in what's supposed to be a very kind of fun, casual way. And he's asking you questions that are just pretty, you know, obviously a little more risky. It's not just like asking career questions. So it will be a little bit interesting. Now, a lot of you guys have big reactions to what I just said, a lot of comments. We have some comments. Josh says they need a person of color to fill in so they can address some of the issues on Potomac. Actually, that does make a good point. And also women, like a person of color and women, because a lot of this stuff can be kind of, you know, it's tricky. It does get tricky. But then all of a sudden, are we just, you know, trying to be politically correct with everything we do? And I don't love that either so much. I kind of like the fact that it's risky and fun and just, you know, whatever. Mark says no to West. You need someone who has the gravitas to attract big celebs unless you're going to stick to Bravo only. True, but Watch What Happens Live and Bravo is a very big place. Like, yes, Andy Cohen has the connections to get the Sarah Jessica Parkers and the Amy Sedarises and all and Molly Shannons, people like that. But I believe Watch What Happens Live has made a name for itself already, and people know that it's a good show to go in and out, have fun, and get a good amount of, you know, a little press out of it. Okay, interesting. Can't imagine Kate Chastain doing it. I'm not even going to say that one out loud. Carlos King, Jerry O'Connell. Yeah, we'll have to see. Now, I don't believe he's going anywhere anytime soon. I think if anything, it would be a couple of years. But, you know, it's a little weird that they're not doing BravoCon this year. You guys, I just realized I can't make it to BravoCon in 25. I like already know that I can't go to BravoCon in November of 2025. What a bummer is that? It will be my son's bar mitzvah weekend. That's more important, obviously. I mean, I did go back and forth. What's more important, BravoCon or Dylan's bar mitzvah? And I guess I'll do Dylan's bar mitzvah, Jesus. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about Summer House. Did everyone here watch Summer House? To be honest, TBH, this is the best show on TV right now in the reality space. No question. Hands down, no question. It is the best cast. It is a perfect amalgamation of people. It is diverse. It's fun. It's serious. It's real. It's tough. It's like, it's everything you want in a show. It deals with real issues. It deals with funny issues. It's light, but it's also not too like silly. It's not too dark. I mean, it's just an hour of heaven. So if you're not watching Summer House, what the F are you doing with your life, you guys, on Thursday nights? Get on it. I've already watched the entire, you know, I had to rewatch the entire thing a couple years ago, and it was worth it. So get on it. So let's get into last night's episode. Again, what a banger. What a banger. So the episode starts off, of course, everyone's driving into the Hamptons. We have West, who I love. I really do love West, although I have some thoughts about that in just a moment. West is talking about the fact that, you know, he's driving back to the Hamptons. He's got Paige in the backseat. He's got Sierra in the front. And Sierra starts talking about the fact that she just signed this modeling contract, which we know. Now, Sierra is stunning, beautiful, gorgeous, right? I think she's gorgeous. her personality has gotten so much better on the show. I wasn't like loving the Watch What Happens Live personality of her last night, but I really, really loved this. I love her on the show this season. I think she's really fun. So they're driving. Everyone's driving to the Hamptons. They're talking about, you know, dating. They're talking about hooking up. They're talking about all these things. Nothing really, you know, of note. They get to the Hamptons and they start, of course, immediately drinking, hanging out in the kitchen. They're talking about the fact that they have dinner plans tonight. They're going out on the town. In fact, they really went out on the town. Danielle did make me laugh for the first time, I think, ever in this one scene in the kitchen because she's sitting with all the girls and someone said, oh, Danielle had a fun week. And someone said, oh, you went on a date? And she goes, guys, I don't kiss and tell. She goes, I don't kiss and tell. I had sex. It was great timing. I thought it was really funny. Lindsay and her are talking and Lindsay's just kind of asking her, you know, I like that Lindsay and Danielle are back together as friends in this season. I find that nice. It's like calming to see that. But they're talking just about Danielle dating and Danielle saying, I really am not jumping into anything. I really like the idea of just focusing on work and my family and getting laid and, you know, going out and having fun. And she says something that is such a dig on Lindsay and basically everyone else in the house. She was like, actually, from seeing the way that you guys are with the relationships in this house, not just you, but all of you, it's making me want to stay away from relationships, which makes me think it's really interesting. Like, how can Lindsay hear that and not be immediately like, ooh, ouch. Can you imagine that you're sitting there talking to your friend and she's saying like, I see the way that you are with your fiance and it makes me never want to be married. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Okay. So we see Sierra and West obviously having a lot of fun together. They're hanging out before they all go to the club and they're laughing. And I'm curious to know what you guys think about the speed at which Sierra and West are moving. We'll get there in a minute. They go to the club. They are dancing. They are drinking. They are vibing. Everyone's getting nice and hammered. And we have a conversation between Kyle, Danielle, and Paige. And these are the conversations that I wonder, are they set up? Because you're in this club. It's loud. It's busy. It's crowded. It's dark. And then all of a sudden you get these three random people. I mean, Kyle, Danielle, and Paige just happen to stand outside of this table and talk. I feel like producers are like, you, come out and just have a conversation. I found that was kind of interesting. So they were sitting there. They were having this conversation about relationships and about everything. And Danielle, probably drunkenly, opens up to Paige by giving her a statement that a lot of us have questioned and wondered, although I completely have changed. I'm 180 on my thoughts about this, and I'll tell you why. So last season and the beginning of the season even, I was like, this is bad. Paige, no, mostly last season, I'll say this. Mostly last season and on Southern Charm. So Paige is like not that into this relationship. She kind of wants, I don't think she really wants to be with him, with Craig. But now, after listening to the Giggly Squad, which is Paige's podcast, after seeing them on stories and on social media, after hearing what she has to say about him, I think Paige is so freaking in love with Craig. But something happened where Paige has like created a very strong, I don't want to say boundaries, like walls a little bit. Paige is not the one that's going to lose her independence. Paige is not the girl that's going to change for the guy. She's not going to move for the guy. She's not going to change her religion for the guy. She's not even going to change what she wears for the guy. I think that she is absolutely in love with him. I think she's so in love with him. And I think he needs her to be this way because I think if Craig is into Paige, he loves this about her. And if she was all about him and obsessed with him constantly, which by the way, I do think she shows him all the time how much she loves him. I think it wouldn't work. Like this is why he loves her. He's obsessed with her and she's obsessed with him. It's just like a different kind. But the point is it's really rich. I love saying that. It's rich coming from Danielle, for Danielle to give a statement like this. She says to Paige, He will do everything and anything for you, and you're basically giving him nothing. Well, I can see why Paige would be offended by that. I can see why Paige would be offended by that, but also at the same time, as Paige said later, I have a job. I have an amazing boyfriend. You don't have a job. You don't have an amazing, she said this to Amanda, not to Danielle's face. You don't have a boyfriend. I feel like if anyone should be following anyone's advice, it's not me following yours. And that's true. Danielle, even though she was right eventually about Amanda, about Lindsay and Carl, it's annoying to hear Danielle try to get herself in the mix to these relationships. It bothers me. Danielle kind of bothers me though. She always kind of has, you know, on the seasons or on the weekends where she hasn't been in the house. I don't miss her. Just going to be true, you know, truthful and honest. It's annoying. It's annoying. I like Paige. I think Paige loves Craig. I think that Paige is a strong, independent female who also is able, she's able to toe the line between being feminine and a woman and not like bring the man in the relationship. I don't get that at all. I don't think she takes like, where's the pants in the relationship. I feel like she still is very much, you know, his girlfriend and loving on him and doting on him, but she also is like stayed strong. I really like her. I like her and I like him. So they end up coming back to the house. Gabby is beyond drunk. It's the funniest thing. She's falling off the chair. She's falling off the couch, which is funny. You don't really see her like that at all. But the whole thing was earlier, she was saying how she was single. Everyone's talking about the fact that she and Danielle are single. Everyone kind of goes to bed. West and Sierra go to bed and they start making out. And she's like, okay, good night. Which is interesting because the next morning everyone wakes up. Oh, and by the way, Carl and Lindsay are super cute and loving in this episode up until the very, very end. But they seem to have they're having a great time, right? They're getting along. He's like loving on her. She's being sweet. She's not getting fully trashed. It was actually great. So the next morning they're talking about the fact that they're all hungover and they have to plan this party for later, this alien party. Let's talk about these parties. I would like to know, I want someone to tell me what is really happening with the parties at Summer House. Why do I ask? Because there is no way that these kids, I say kids, they're my age. There's no way that these people are actually sitting there planning these parties. Like sitting at home, going on Amazon shopping lists. Like who is planning these parties? Who's hiring the balloon people and the laser tag situation? Who's getting the car racing thing? Like, there's definitely producers behind the scenes that are throwing these parties, right? Maybe they're left to have to pick out their own costumes and then they have to set up the party. Like they're given all the props and they're given the ideas of the party, but they actually didn't plan it. I just can't see it. It's so weird for me to imagine. Like just on a weekend, don't you just want to chill? We'd be like, wait, I don't want to have a party tonight. I just want to like get in pajamas and drink wine by the fire and like eat Cheetos. Like, why do we have to have a party? Okay. So they end up having this party and they talk about the fact that Lindsay invited hot guy Balloon Joe. What do they call him? Hot Balloon Joe? Balloon Guy Joe? Joe the Balloon Guy? He's a good looking fine man. Okay. He's a muscular, tatted up man. He's put up the balloons at plenty of their parties and he's putting up the balloons for the outfit tonight. And so, or for the party tonight. And so they're going to invite him to the party. Then we have a scene by the pool where Amanda's actually so light in this episode too, by the way. Amanda finally went out, partied her ass off, got drunk, and then was drinking Coronas all day. Like she was Kyle's dream girl in this episode. But Amanda, Paige, and Wes are talking. And Wes is like, guys, I don't know what to do. How long would you wait before you have sex with someone? Let's talk about it. Okay. Let's talk about how long would you wait before you have sex with someone? I want you guys to tell me in the chat. Okay. Tell me about the last sex you had. That's a call out to the Valley. I think that, okay. I think so. At this point, Wes and Sierra have known each other and have been kind of dating, hooking up in the house for 6 weeks. They've hung out almost every single week during the week and they've gone out on 2 official dates. It's a long time. Am I crazy? Joe says tonight. Joe's having sex tonight. Patricia says depends. A lot of you guys are being quiet. Interesting. I'm just going to open up about my life here, okay? I waited 3 dates with Lance. 3 dates. Now, I understand why Sierra doesn't want to do it. She goes, he's not entitled to my body. It's not like he gets it just because we're hooking up. It's a privilege to have sex with me. That's what she says. And I get it. But I also completely understand why West is saying, like, is this happening or not? Now, West is getting insecure. You can feel it. He's like, I'm younger than her. I'm looking for a job right now. She's just signed this huge modeling contract, which is going to take her in and out of the country. He's struggling a little bit. I think he really likes her, but he's feeling insecure and he's feeling concerned. He's wondering what's going to happen there. And I get it. I get it, but I think he's getting too into his head. Now, something happened in the after show. Those of you that haven't watched the after show, add it to your list. It's on Peacock and BravoTV.com. It airs right away. Or Peacock maybe the next day. I always watch it the next day. Sierra says something in the after show with Paige. It's everyone's like partnered up, right? We've got Sierra and Paige together. We have Kyle and Craig in one, and we have Danielle and Amanda in another, and West and Jesse. And it's really interesting. At this point, Paige and Sierra, are talking about the fact that they essentially have had to humble the men, Jesse and West. Sierra said, listen, Jesse needs humbling immediately. He's a 6'5" white guy with a beautiful face. Like, we need to humble him down, okay? West, Paige said something that I thought was very telling because we all don't know how long, if they're together or not. My guess is no, but we don't know. No one has officially said they're broken up or together on Watch What Happens Live. Both West and Sierra have been on that show. They've been on podcasts. We don't know. We're not seeing anything online. I'm guessing they broke up because of this one moment. Paige says, we built West up too much. We hyped him up too much. We gave him too much credit. We basically like gassed him up way too much. We shouldn't have, which made me think, West does something that hurts Sierra. And I don't know what, but I think that it's possible he eventually probably, this is my guess, gets two in his head that she's not putting out. And when I say putting out, I don't mean she has to. I'm just saying that she's not having sex with him. And he's getting in his head that she's prettier than him. She's more successful than him. She's older than him. She's better than him. And he ends up hooking up with another girl. This is a guess. I would love to know. We get back to the party. The party gets started. Joe, the hot balloon guy, gets there. Everyone's kind of setting up for the party. Danielle, in her creepy way, with Craig's foil hat, goes out and says hi. Like, Danielle tries really hard, I think, sometimes to be like weird, quirky. And she's like flirting with him. Meanwhile, Carl looks really good in this episode. And you know my feelings on Carl. But like, when he's having a conversation with Danielle, I'm just going to kind of pause this one moment. He's having this conversation with Danielle and his hair is like a little wild. He's got no shirt on. And I'm like, oh, Carl's looking kind of cute in this moment. Do you guys agree? They're talking about business. They're talking about career. And he's saying, you know, Kyle wants me to get back into this business with him, with his non-alcoholic lover boy. And Danielle's like, that's great. What do you think? He goes, I haven't told Lindsay. She goes, why? He says, I'm worried to tell Lindsay anything. And he gets more into this on the after show as well with Kyle, that anytime something good would happen career-wise or any ideas or anything exciting, all of a sudden, you know, Lindsay is tearing it down, pushing down the idea. Guys, we're going to get into this conversation in a little bit, but I'm team Lindsay on this one. Sorry, just saying. And so will Bethany. Bethany will understand. Bethany is Lindsay and Carl's Jason Hoppy in this situation. So they're getting ready for the party with their 5 million props. Everyone's dressed like an alien. I don't even understand. Sierra's so funny with her alien outfit. She has a full-on mask, but like, this is not my thing. I don't like to dress up. I want to be at a party in just jeans and a t-shirt or like a cute dress. Sorry, just me. Okay. The party is going on. Everyone's starting to drink like heavily, of course. Joe, the balloon guy. Someone said they want to see Joe, the balloon guy. Let me see if I can get a moment of him that you can actually see like a close up. Okay. So this is when he comes to set up the party and Lindsay is introducing him to Danielle with a creepy, you know, foil hat. And like, okay, like the man is fine in this moment. It's not, it's kind of hard to focus, but he's a good looking guy, right? Then a little bit later on, he comes to the party and I'll show you guys in just a bit what he comes looking at. And someone said this, I think it was Sierra that said this on the after show. And she's so right. She goes, I feel like we got job fished by him. Like when he was working, he was like in charge and he was taking over and he was doing his job and he was like messy and dirty. And then later on, he went home and showered and cleaned up and like did his hair and was wearing ripped jeans. And all of a sudden, it just wasn't as hot. And it's so true. It's so true. So everyone's getting ready for the party and then all their friends come over. And I would love to be a friend at a summer house party. I'm curious what that would be like. I guess all of them invite their friends. But do you notice at these summer house parties, they don't let them inside the house and they make them leave at a certain time all the time? Wow, you guys think it's really, he's really hot. Listen, I kind of am into his look too, hot balloon guy Joe. And don't think that I didn't spend about 30 minutes last night Googling hot balloon guy Joe. And if Lance looks at my Google history, he's going to be concerned. Because I was like, hot guy from Hampton's Balloon Company. Hot Joe, hot man, summer house, Reddit. Like I was looking on all these crazy threads, all these things. I couldn't find him. Someone tell me who he is. Now, Sarah says that when a man wears ripped jeans, it's a crime. I would like to hear from you guys. I think it depends on the man. I don't want Lance wearing ripped jeans though. Especially if you got like, listen, I'm just going to be honest. He's got kind of muscular thighs, this Joe. So he's wearing muscular thigh. He's got kind of like, I don't know. It wasn't a look. It wasn't a look for me personally. Now, meanwhile, we have, oh, there's Hawkeye Joe has come in. So let me see if I can get a good moment of him walking into the party. He, at this point, we also have West meeting a lot of Sierra's, looks like her gay boys. Like she's got all these gay friends that are just kind of hanging out and they're telling West, like, she likes you. She really likes you. So they're gassing West up too, to be like, oh, we are totally, you know, into each other. And it's kind of working out. At this point, I want Sierra and Wes to work out. I really do. I'm trying to multitask and find a little clip of him with his jeans. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do this, you guys. I'm really trying. I want to deliver. You know what? I want to deliver. Now, Danielle is again back to her quirky looks. She's got some weird sunglasses on. They're not sunglasses. They're like shields. It's like a shield that you would wear at the dentist. You know what I mean? Or like a hard hat shield from Sparks. It's just not really given the best look for me. But she's hanging out with hot guy Joe and she's, you know, chatting with a bunch of guys that she met at the bar the night before and they're coming over. And then the girls, the three girls, and this is the funniest little group of girls, right? It's Paige, it's Amanda, it's Gabby. They're talking about everyone hooking up, you know, Joe and all the different things. And then eventually it's just Amanda and Paige, and Paige opens up to Amanda about Danielle and what Danielle said to her. And she goes, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I actually feel like I don't want Danielle. I don't want, like, I want to give Danielle back to Lindsay because I don't think Danielle had any right to come on into my thing and to, you know, to kind of like tell me about my relationship. It really rubbed Paige the wrong way. She says, I finally understand what Lindsay was thinking. Okay, we have more partying, we have more drinking, we have more Kyle acting stupid, you know, just a typical Summer House episode. And then we have this scene between Carl and Lindsay. And why they decide to have this scene at a party, dressed in alien gear, and after Lindsay's had multiple amounts of drinks, I will never understand. However, they're sitting there. Carl is looking fine, okay? He's got, when I say fine, I mean fine. He's got sprayed white hair, which looks amazing. Oh, I forgot to tell you, there is a moment where, and if I want you guys to Google this when we hang up, okay? When we're done with this. They played this like, I'm like, was this a fever dream? I was 100% sober last night, but I'm so tired right now that I'm wondering if this really happened. Where they shine this bright spotlight on Kyle and Lindsay, and I forget who the third person was, as if they're being abducted by aliens. And the three of them started to do this crazy, like seizure looking shake. Was this real life? Like what happened? It was the, I don't even know if I can talk about it with you guys because it was so insane. So let me show you what Carl looks like with the gray hair. I think personally, he looks cute. He's giving Greatest Showman. He's giving Greatest Showman from outer space. Okay. I think he looks good for Carl. I think he looks good. I think he should be a silver fox. So they, oh, Sierra was the third for the abduction. I mean, it was wild. It was like, it's how I feel like after I watch Vanderpump Rules, like get me out of here. So they start having a conversation, which is the ongoing conversation that Carl and Lindsay are struggling with, which is about Carl's career. Now I found this out from watching the after show. Carl left Loverboy back in November the year before because he was unhappy. Lindsay said, that's okay, leave. I want you to be happy. Let's find you what you want to do for your next career. They end up hiring a career coach. She calls him a career coach. Carl calls him a business coach. Either way, we all know these coaches exist, okay? I'll be talking to Shalene Johnson about a lot of these coaches for this weekend's episode. By the way, I have a special episode for you guys on Sunday. Just get ready. If you like the Rachel Hollis, Dave Hollis influencer guru world, you'll have fun. So they have this conversation that, well, in the after show, we find out that Carl spent $20,000 to work with this business coach. He ends up leaving and finishing working with this business coach and finds out and decides that he actually doesn't have still an idea of what to do. Now, according to the after show, Carl says, listen, the guy that I worked with is sober. He goes on stages. He does motivational speaking. He has books. He writes books and he has podcasts about being sober. He's basically like doing what I want to be doing. And he told me that you have to do something in the sober space and the non-alcohol space because you're very, very passionate about it. Then Carl wanted to also come back at Lindsay for the comment she made about the podcast and the podcast equipment. Carl says, you know, it was pretty funny watching back that episode where Lindsay said that we bought all this podcast equipment and I didn't use it. He said, I didn't buy the podcast equipment. She bought the podcast equipment for us because she wanted us to do a couple's podcast, which never ended up happening. I am still working on my own personal podcast and it's still in the works. Okay. Raise your hand, and by raising your hand, I mean just like the video or something, or just tell me in the comments if you've ever dated someone who doesn't know what they want to do with their life. Okay. That is acceptable at times in your career. It really is. I had a midlife crisis after I left casting and being an agent when I was 37, I want to say. It was 2018, where I was like, what the fuck is next? Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I think it's okay to have those moments. I do. The question is, what are you doing about it? For Lindsay sitting there and he brings up the Loverboy thing, and Lindsay actually handled it really well. She goes, well, what do you think? Is this what you want to do? She said, for me to basically get my juices going, I want to be with a man that crushes it, okay? He goes, you don't think I'm crushing life? She says, no, I don't. Ouch, ouch. But I kind of agree with her. He is almost 40 years old. They are planning a big wedding, and then she wants to get pregnant right away. He doesn't have any idea of what he wants to do. It's not like I am running a startup and I'm working my freaking ass off every day to get this startup to go. He's got pie in the sky ideas, like a non-alcoholic bar. Couldn't think of a worse idea. Honestly, for all of those that are watching right now that are sober, I know I have a lot of sober people in my audience. Do you think that's a good idea? A non-alcoholic sports bar? Seriously. Do you think that, you know, it's going to be a good business? Absolutely not. Now, Sarah says he had so many ideas and she kept shooting him down. Well, maybe you can look at it that way, or maybe you can just say she was being realistic. Like, if Lance came to me right now and said, I know what I want to do. I want to be a basketball player. I would say, better luck next time. Like, no. I think it's easy to say it when you're 18. Like, I want to be a restaurateur. But when you're 37 or whatever. Okay, Sarah says a sober sports bar in NYC is an excellent idea. I don't see how a sober sports bar is making money. I don't. Oh, okay. You guys are telling me. See, I think non-alcoholic drinks are a great idea. Obviously, it's a huge industry. Don't tell me. Don't think that I don't think that that's true. I know that it's a huge industry. I saw how many, when I wasn't drinking for those couple months, I saw how many amazing things were on the market. There's a full non-alcohol spirits and liquor and wine bar in Studio City, Boisson, I think it's called, that does really well. I know it's a great market. I just can't imagine an actual bar making a ton of money off mocktails. I just don't see it. But I'm curious, you guys are telling me that it is an option. I mean, I think to have non-alcoholic options at a bar is the move. But it will be interesting. Oh, you guys are all telling me. Okay, August says they just opened one in Vegas. Listen, go check it out, you guys. Go check it out and let me know. Report back to the Dosers on the Facebook group. Now, Mark says something that is what I'm thinking, which is the price point of a non-alcoholic drink is going to be a challenge for profitability, okay? And the truth is, like, when you go to a cocktail bar, okay, and you order a martini, you shove out $16, $18 here in LA, no problem. But if I'm going to get, you know, a mocktail of some juices and some spirits or whatever, like some bitters, I'm not spending $18. Maybe one time. But I'm not getting like rounds of them, right? So a lot of you guys are interested. This will be good. Now, Tony says, I think it will be filled with kids if there's no alcohol. You could still say it's a 21 and over bar. But that would be a great idea, actually. A non-alcoholic brewery. Think about this, because there's so many good non-alcoholic beers on the market. I actually find non-alcoholic beer better than any sort of non-alcoholic wine. Personally, just taste-wise. But what about a non-alcoholic brewery where it's also like a hang for your family, right? Where you can get food, you can get non-alcoholic drinks and beer, and there's also like it's kid-friendly. They have like bocce ball or like cornhole or whatever it's called. Interesting. Okay, the point is, it all is good ideas. The problem is Craig is coming at it from having, he doesn't have money to invest. He doesn't have investors. He's not like, she knows him enough to know that he's not the kind of guy that's going to run a restaurant and bar well. And it doesn't sound like he is. It sounds like he's a much more laid back person. He's a much more less driven person than I think she wants. And she straight up said that. And so did he in the after show. He said, at the end of the day, she wanted a man that was bringing home money, that had a plan, that had all these ideas, that was able to basically come home with a presentation saying, this month I'm making this, this month I'm making that. She's turned on by drive because she's driven as all. And if she has a personality like a Bethany, she and Bethany are very similar in that way. And I'm going to be 100% honest. I think I am too. I would not in any capacity ever want to be with someone who didn't know what they wanted to do and was not making money. Because it's one thing if you're making money at your job and you're like, I'm not happy. And in the meantime, you're thinking of a side hustle, but you're still bringing in money. My concern is if you don't know how My concern is basically if you're not bringing in money, it's like really, really scary to be married to someone and consider having a baby with them. And they live in New York City. And their rent, you guys, was $13,000 a month. Do you remember that? Interesting. Anyway, I get what Lindsay was saying. I felt bad for Carla in that moment because no one wants to be demasculated. This is obviously a super sore subject for him. And I think that this is going to be ultimately the reason that they break up. Not the fact that she said, I think you're on something, which we all thought was the issue in the first couple episodes. I think it's the fact that he doesn't feel like a man enough with her. And she makes him feel demasculated. And I think most men in heterosexual relationships don't want to be with a woman who makes them feel not like a man. So that will be interesting to watch go down. And I don't think Lindsay, to me, looks like that bad of a – or like that off. I really don't. I get it. She just has a very strong approach, which I think can be mistaken a lot for being just like a bitch, right? A question about Patreon says, can you explain to me how the Patreon works? I've been thinking a lot of joining it lately. So my Patreon has two tiers. It has the double dose tier, which means you get an extra episode once a week. Although I'm really thinking about doing rewatches in the Bravo vault on Peacock, like rewatches of Rachel Zoe and talking about it, or rewatches of Bethany getting married and talking about it and recapping it. Then, so you get four of those a month, if not more. And then you also get one time a month, you get a happy hour Zoom if you're on the double dose tier. Anyway, yeah, go on over to patreon.com. You can search me there or you can click the links in the show notes below. You guys, I had a great week with you. I have to go pick my kids up early from school. They are entering 2 weeks of spring break. Send help, send wine, send babysitters, send something to get to help me over the next 2 weeks. And you're going to get an extra special episode on Sunday. That's for everyone, not just Patreon, but you'll have so much fun with it. Trust me. And I'll see you guys next week. Have an amazing, amazing weekend, dosers. Thank you so much for everything. Love you. Bye.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.